Support for this podcast and the following message come from Blue, makers of the Yeti microphone. Blue helps musicians, podcasters, and YouTubers tell their stories and sound great doing it. Raise your voice and get special pricing at bluedesigns.com/NPR.
The longest time.
We are gathered around the microphone tonight. It is 2:08.
What an amazing day
at South by Southwest.
Truly.
My day began with, I thought, you know, I'm going to start early. I'm going to, I took a cab all the way out to the far east side of town. It was pretty expensive. It was like 3 miles, only to find that the show I was going to see was actually not happening.
No. Oh,
jeez. So then I got into a cab to go to a second venue out on the east side to see a show that also wasn't happening. And then I took a cab back into the main part of downtown. So I probably spent $40 or $50 on cabs for nothing to start my day. But then things totally took off after
Good.
That.
What happened? Give me one.
Well, by far the best show I saw all day was Sir Baby Girl.
Oh, she's great.
I have not yet.
Oh my God, they're fantastic.
Yeah, yes. They are incredible. If you have not seen them yet, Bob.
I'm not sure they're for Bob.
Tell me.
Well, so they've got dancers slash cheerleaders. Sir Baby Girl, the singer.
It's not my stage name. I need to break your heart right now.
Katie Presley is here, folks, if you didn't recognize that voice.
Unabashedly queer,
Robin Thompson's talking about
rock.
Sir Baby Girl.
It was amazing, amazing. I hope Great. To catch them again. And all the other bands I saw in the morning, the first half of the day, I noticed there was a real emphasis on, like, presentation and performance. Sir Baby Girl had the dancers, and they were, you know, everyone was wearing this sort of neon green and pink matching shirts. Then I saw Sasami. They were wearing.
Oh yeah.
And Sasami's rapidly becoming one of my all-time favorite musicians. Sasami,
wow,
they,
all-time favorite musicians.
Is becoming one of them. Yes.
Will you next year when we're at South by Southwest remember?
Yeah. There
Sasami.
Was somebody I saw, but they were wearing like matching red jumpsuits.
Saw right.
Chai, the gift that Bob
Yay,
gifted
Chai. Chai.
They were wearing matching, I don't know if they were Supergirl uniforms or cheerleader outfits or something, but they were all matching.
Everything Chai wears.
There was a band
Supergirl.
I saw called Das Body. They were all dressed in matching black sort of mock turtlenecks. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, people are really paying attention to their presentation, how they look, and those little details make a difference, I think, and make them more memorable.
Chai, for those who don't know, we talked about on our preview show, are pure joy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Any band where the name is in caps lock.
They opened with the song Choose Go, which Steven and I just played on New Music Friday.
And they're from?
Japan.
Yes.
Real joy.
Nice.
And Absolutely. Genuine, too. You know, so much music, particularly pop music out of Asia, feels very calculated and manufactured, and it felt very genuine.
I saw, help me to hear, Otoboke Beaver.
Otoboke Beaver.
Woo! First of all,
frenzied.
There was the first mosh pit of 2019 South by Southwest. I got soaked in somebody's vodka, and I had a perfect time.
Wow.
They're really good. So I spelled, like, I keep wanting to say October, but it's not. It's
Otoboke, Otoboke.
And then the word beaver.
And beaver.
Does anybody know what this means?
Otoboke beaver, no.
Japanese band, so.
So take your blood pressure meds before.
Oh, I did.
Beta blocker, a couple drops of iodine.
And also this was at Valhalla, which is just.
Holy moly.
Yeah, right? The drinking boys and girls choir.
Oh, yeah, they're fun.
Yeah, very punky. And I have no idea what they're singing about, but I was enthralled, and I saw so many bands in a row that were just that. My face is hurting
Aww.
From smiling.
Oh, Bob.
Them and then PQ, who we
fun.
Put
oh
on the
God.
Show
yep.
as well.
I saw you enjoying that show.
Oh, there. Yeah.
What I thought of PQ was clean cut, nice boy, thrasher punk.
Yeah. Nice Canadian boys.
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
P-K-E-W.
Oh, got it. Quote, end quote.
Yeah.
I knew that. I got the concept.
Yeah.
Okay, so Stephen and Robin, I'm completely leaving you out for a second. Bob, let's free associate some words. I'm just going to start plastic fork. Mr. Enormous.
What the fork, Katie?
What the fork did we see?
We saw a Hawaiian singer named...
Taimane.
And she was with a person who played percussion and chose to play percussion on the ukulele.
Playing with plasticware.
With plasticware, with a plastic fork and spoon. Wow.
Yes. So she's an ukulele prodigy. She's from Oahu. She was discovered on the streets of Honolulu by Don Ho, of course, the great Don Ho.
Is that true?
It is true. At the ripe old age of 13.
Tiny bubble.
She studied under Jake Shimabukuro, who's another island boy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ukulele god.
But she has more energy than all of those people that
are. So much energy. And this electric eye contact and... Yeah.
There are a lot of scooters.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
South by Southwest 2019.
Well, they're the worst.
Well, death to scooters, as opposed to death to one of us or the humans riding the scooters. Right, yes.
Everything is so spread out. I've been so tempted to hop on one just to get from one venue to the next.
This is how it ends.
And that would be completely how life ends for me.
Yeah. So the beeping you hear are the scooters.
Godforsaken scooters.
And they have like these beaming headlights, and so you just see six of these things barreling down a hill towards you, and you're like, well, here it comes. Death is bright. So Taimane, she's wonderful. Dress and head lay. I'm embarrassed that I don't know any better, but it's like Rodrigo y Gabriela, amounts of kind of energy.
Very good,
and percussive.
Yes.
Search her up. And Mr. Enormous was her dancer, if you needed
with
context.
With a knife.
But I feel, with a, yes, with a knife.
A dagger
that's right,
of some
that's right.
sort, yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I had a really great little run of shows kind of early in the evening. I started out seeing my South by Secret Santa entry. Robin picked for me a woman who performs under the name Foa. And, you know, beautiful, kind of slow, quiet songs. I went to this little club. There were about 12 people there.
Yeah.
Which goes to show you kind of what Robin's word is worth.
That's fair.
And the first song that I saw her perform, she introduced saying, I actually took notes at this show. She said, "This is a bowl of soup for the hungry ghost. Maybe it will help with yours." And as she performed, she kind of was holding a guitar, and there was a guy at a laptop. And then there were she had a couple of modern dances undulating slowly along with her music.
Wow.
At another point, she said, "Can you get my dad by the merch table? I can feel him being sad."
Oh, wow.
So let me read to you a text exchange I had with Steven while I was at Taimane with Bob. And he was at FOA. I said, "My thing is better than your thing." He wrote back, caps lock, "My thing is so weird though." I said, "Oh really? Because imagine Rodrigo y Gabriela on an ukulele playing Wicked Games." Oh, we forgot to mention, she played an awesome cover of Wicked Games.
Oh, wow.
"And then the drummer uses plasticware on the strings of the uke while the singer chords."
You won.
And then Steven said, "Mine had modern dancers undulating in slow motion, and also the singer introduced a song by saying, 'This is a bowl of soup for the hungry ghost.'" And then he told the dad story as well. So,
this is South by Southwest.
Well, all I can say is you're welcome.
Yeah.
I mean, the music was beautiful. It was a fascinating... You talked about knowing your performance style and giving something more than just playing the songs from your record.
Yeah.
This was an entire artistic presentation that was performed with great intensity. And I hadn't seen anything like it elsewhere at this festival. And then I saw a string of four fantastic bands artists that I loved just back to back to back to back in these kind of 10-15 minute bursts where I just got lucky show after show after show. A singer who goes by the name Josin.
I like that song.
My gosh.
I haven't seen her yet.
The song that's on the Austin 100 is absolutely gorgeous. She played in this really nice little kind of coffee house venue, and the songs just sounded beautiful. Odette, who I played on All Songs Considered.
Do I have another chance to see Odette?
I think so.
Yeah.
She seemed to me like you saw the early makings, I thought, of a star. She stood at like an electric piano and, you know, did kind of the stuff that we heard on the show, this mixture of beautiful singing and a little bit of that kind of Kate Tempest-style rapping. Odette is Australian. And she just had this warm, gregarious personality about her, and the songs were that the songs were there, and that's always wonderful. What you're looking for when you're looking at potential of artists that you hadn't heard of before, and you're just hearing them do a lot of different things. You know, you've kind of felt the, like a little bit of like the makings of like an Adele.
Oh, awesome.
But with Kate Tempest thrown in, a band from Madison, my hometown, called Slow Pulp, a terrific kind of indie rock band, and then a band, Bob, that I think you're going to want to talk about, so I don't want to take up too much time with it, but you and I both saw the band that also played on the preview show, a band from Taiwan called I Mean Us.
That was beautiful and loud, and I was surprised because I thought it was just going to be pretty...
Dream pop.
Right. There are two main singers in this band. One looks like a very tall John Lennon, Asian though. And then the singer who had the beautiful voice of the song we played called IEYE on the show. But then they were incredibly explosive too.
Yeah.
I loved them. When it was all over, I invited them to a Tiny Desk concert.
I can't tell you how disappointed I was to get to that show and see that you guys were there too.
It is the worst.
Yeah.
It is.
Like,
yeah.
No, this was mine. This was my thing.
You have to think about how hard it is to avoid Bob at the office.
Yeah.
Now
and then, yeah.
And then to run into him here, it's terrible.
Did anybody see Tamino?
Mm-mm.
So... think Jeff Buckley, think Leonard Cohen. He's about 21 years old, maybe 22. Belgian, Egyptian heritage. Often plays with a band, but he played solo. What a beautiful voice he had. It was exactly the kind of discovery where you walk in and just like you hear one song or a bit of a song and you think, I'm going to go to this show and just see what happens. And the promise was so bigger than what I had ever imagined. So
give us the name again.
Tamino, T-A-M-I-N-O.
Okay. Katie, you and I saw Yola.
I was just going to say, that's Yola was my one today where she ended her set and I just sort of mewed. I love you. thank you. You know, it's like, ah.
So I saw her at Americana Fest too. Yola Carter, I think is her name. Mm. British singer.
British, yeah. Dan Auerbach produced her record. She's billed as country soul. I got a lot more soul than I got country.
Yeah.
And I think I would advise her to lean into that. But I mean, she's got room filling voice. She can do whatever she wants and she'll do the heck out of it.
Well, and not only a room filling voice, but I mentioned before talking about Odette, the songs are there. I think she closed with the song Far Away Look.
Yeah.
Which is my favorite song on her record. And I remember hearing that song for the first time. I Googled it because I thought, this has to be a cover. And what I meant by that is like,
isn't that the best of this, compliment?
Absolutely.
This sounds like a standard.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But it is her song.
Brand new.
Remarkable talent.
Another discovery for me was a group called Bee Forest.
Oh, yes. So they're good.
B-E-F-O-R-E-S-T. They're Italian. And a trio of bass, guitar, and drums with no cymbals. Which is really, so it's like three floor toms, very dreamy, kind of, I'd almost call them an instrumental band, but there was a vocalist, but the primary is just mood and vibe, and I love them. Buck Meek from Big Thief did a solo show. He's inspired by, I'd say, almost some of the Texas singers, you might, or singer-songwriters, like, do you guys know Terry Allen? Storyteller songs.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's sort of what Buck Meek was doing tonight. And he played the Parish, which is one of my favorite venues.
Oh, such a great venue. Saw Laura Stevenson.
I haven't yet to.
Singer-songwriter I absolutely love, have loved for years now. Not the greatest venue, kind of one of those outdoor, you know, patios where everyone in the back is talking. But she is such a tremendous songwriter and such a gripping voice. I just love her work. And she's got a new record coming out that I adore. So,
You know who I caught up with today? And by caught up with, I mean saw a show of Alice Phoebe Liu. Did you all
yet
catch her?
Yet to see Alice Phoebe Liu. I've not seen her yet.
Well, I was like, she has made an X-Men leap forward this year. So... you won't get that like stark contrast between her sounds, but she's like, her voice has gotten about 4 times louder. Her band has gotten about 10 times louder. And there's like all this swing all of a sudden. So catch up with her if you can.
Awesome. Yes. Lots of good discoveries. It is 2:30. I'll see you in the morning.
See you
Texas
in the morning.
Forever.
Good night.
Get a scooter.
Do not get a scooter.